Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning and welcome to Speak Up for Monday, October 23rd. My name is Magnus Tevel, and with me in the studio here is...
My name is Ayu Sakamoto.
And we're here for your Speak Up this morning. Ayu is going to be doing an artist profile. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, today I will introduce the artist called Monet Kamishiraishi, and she's Japanese also.
Excellent. All right, we're going to start off with a bit of music here. This is Marigold from Begonia.
Bird note. Yellow-eyed juncos can be found shuffling through leaf litter in the southeast corner of Arizona and central Mexico, searching for tasty seeds from pines and oaks. And although these fire-eyed birds stay within the same general area year-round, they sometimes make a migration of sorts, not from north to south, but from the high mountains to the lowlands or the other way around. It's called altitudinal migration. In the warm summer months, some yellow-eyed juncos prefer to nest at higher elevations where their nests on the ground are less vulnerable to predators. But as winter approaches, the scarcity of food in the snowy peaks often pushes the juncos back down to the desert floor. This altitudinal migration is common for many bird species that live along mountain slopes. Another intriguing migrant, the American dipper, catches its meals by diving into the frigid streams of mountain ranges in the Northwest. In colder seasons, when their watery cafeterias freeze solid, dippers migrate downslope and downstream, where flowing water continues to provide a bounty of tasty morsels. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel. To learn more about the many quirky ways birds migrate, start at our website, birdnote.org.
And let's take a quick look at the weather. It's looking like a pretty nice week. It's a pretty nice day out there already today. After all the rain and stuff we've seen the last few days, things are looking up. Mixed sun and cloud today with a bit 30% chance of showers, more showers overnight and tomorrow. But then things perk up a little bit starting on Wednesday with the sun coming out and temperatures up to 9 or 10 degrees. And that continues through the rest of the week with the clouds disappearing by Friday. And it looks like a really nice sunny weekend coming up this week. And hopefully that bodes well for clear and sunny Halloween night, which is coming up a week Tuesday. It's always more fun for the little ones to be out trick-or-treating on a nice night rather than in the rain when they have to have raincoats over their costumes and everything else. All right, here in the studio with me is Ayu Sakamoto, and she's going to bring us her artist feature for this week.
Yes. So, hello everyone. Today I want to introduce you to one of my favorite singers, Mone Kamishiraishi. And Mone is a Japanese actress and singer, and she's more known as an actress in Japan, but I like to recommend her songs because it will give you a warm feeling. And let's start with her song called Spin, which was released in 2022.
I think you might need to reset it back to the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Just give it.
Oh. So connect?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're connected. I just think we're going to start in the middle of the song.
Now it's connected?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Ah, okay. There we go. Sora ga totemo aoi toka kawazoi no michi wa midori iro da toka miete inakatta koto bakari me wo tsubutte ita wake janai no ni ne. Stay ita wake janai no ni ne sasai na shu
Spin by Mone Kamishiraishi. Now, let me share a little more about her. Mone Kamishiraishi is a Japanese actress and singer. She was born in 1998 and 25 years old. She started her career at a young age and quickly became famous for her amazing talent. Her big break came in 2016 when she starred in the movie Your Name, directed by Makoto Shinkai. Your Name is an animated film which was a huge hit not only in Japan but also internationally. And she became recognized by many people for her great acting ability, and the success of this film made her a rising star in Japan. And since then, she's continued to captivate audiences with her amazing performances in various films and TV shows. And she's really good at expressing deep emotions, and especially her facial expressions are amazing. From love stories to historical stories, she always leaves a lasting impression on people. Mone is not only a talented actress, but also a great singer. Her mother is a music teacher, and she started to learn musicals since she was a child, and her skills in acting has led to her success as a singer. She sings as if she's acting a role, and she has the imagination to enter the world of a song. The singing ability, facial expressions, and gestures to express it, so her voice touches our heartstrings. Her voice is so gentle, warm, honest, elegant, and beautiful. I think you can find her fascinating just by listening to her voice. So, let's move on to the second song. It's called Ichiru, which was released in 2020.
知らぬ誰かの言葉にどれだけ心を浸そうとも私の目をじっと見続ける姿
Ichiru by Mone Kamishiraishi. I'm very glad to share one of my favorite Japanese singers, Mone Kamishiraishi, with you today. Lastly, let me tell you how to spell her name. Her first name is Mone, spelled M-O-N-E, and her last name is a little long, but Kamishiraishi spelled K-A-M-I-S-H-I-R-A-I-S-H-I. Or you can find her name by looking up the voice actor in the movie Your Name. I hope you like her songs. You can listen to her music on Spotify, Apple Music, and other music streams. And also pre-check it out, the movies she's on, especially if you haven't, you should definitely watch Your Name. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ayu. Ayu Sakamoto and her artist feature for this week. We'll be hearing more from Ayu as she branches out into doing some interviews and arts reviews, and she'll be bringing those back here to this program. All right, a little quick update on the TSSU strike. We've been following that here on the Monday Speak Up, and the TSSU reached at TSSU, the Teaching Support Staff Union, and Simon Fraser University did reach a tentative agreement last Thursday, which saw pickets come down and classes start returning to normal here on the SFU campus, much to the great relief of students here at SFU who were experiencing a great deal of disruption to their classes and uncertainty as well. Once the job action moved into a full strike action. The agreement is currently tentative, and the TSSU's members have yet to vote on ratification. But in the meantime, classes are returning, TAs and other TAs and sessional instructors and other members of the union have returned to work, and classes have resumed to normal. The TSSU expresses satisfaction with the deal they got. That's sort of normal at this point. Speaking of some significant general wage increases, going back to retroactive to 2022, which is one of the big things that they were asking for, as economic issues were one of the biggest issues for them in the strike. The full details haven't been revealed yet, and that may not happen until after ratification, or perhaps if it's not ratified, although at this point it seems like that's what's going to happen. We hope to have someone from the TSSU on this week to talk in more detail about what has been happening and the tentative agreement. And we may try and get someone from SFU, although usually they just issue a statement about what's been going on. All right, let's move on with the show. This is... let's go with climate change, climate connections next. You're listening to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate change will cause more intense droughts, extreme flooding, and crippling heat waves in many parts of the world. In response, some people may become climate refugees. But Aylin Benvenist of Harvard University found that as conditions become more extreme, it will get harder for many of the world's poorest and most vulnerable people to move, so some will be unable to escape.
It's costly to move, particularly if you're going to move further away, and especially if you're going to move across borders.
Climate change-driven heat waves, droughts, and floods can damage crops and destroy houses, pushing low-income people even further into poverty. Extreme weather could also make it more difficult for just one or two family members to move away and send money back home.
What that means is kind of a double whammy. You have climate change impacts in origin communities in those locations, but you also have limited options of having access to credit that is being sent back to origin communities because migrants are not being able to leave in the first place.
So Benvenist says that as much as the world is focused on climate refugees, we also need to pay attention to people who cannot afford to escape climate disasters at all. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
I'm Halle Hailu, singer-songwriter extraordinaire and cartoon character who changes their hair a lot.
Amazing. Okay, and you used to be a CJSF programmer?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. I ran a show for 2 years called Vibe Check. We were Fridays or Tuesdays, I believe.
Okay, and you said we, so did you do it with somebody?
Yeah, I was a part of the ACIP music production program that Burnaby Schools ran, and as a work experience project, me and my friends, who, I wonder if it was me and Lisa, who goes by the name Sahadi and has moved to Toronto and also does music, and we ran the show for a while and did the Zoom interview thing when COVID came.
Awesome. All right, and you're a musician. When did you start playing music?
I started singing when I was pretty young, like when I was 6 or 7 in choirs. The first instrument I learned, I think I was about 10 or 11. I started playing alto sax in band, and I kept playing in high school, and I picked up guitar when I was 14. Because I wanted to start a band, but I didn't start a band for a long time because I was too nervous to ask people to join.
Yeah, and now you do
have... And now I do have a band.
Yeah, exactly. So pick a song and tell me about it.
Ooh, that's a good question, actually. I've been writing a lot. I have some new music coming out next month. So I'll spoil the surprise of a song coming out called Useless. It was one of the last songs I finished before I moved out to Nelson for school. And it was a song that started off as a breakup song, which I think is a little bit too common of a theme in my writing. And it became this thing of, I wrote it with Quinn Pickering, who's an amazing artist who also lives in New Westminster. I came to him and I was like, I have this song. Basically, some dude made me super angry. We didn't go out, but he kept telling all his friends we were going out, and it made me feel super pissed off and angry. And the more we kind of started writing it and fleshing it out, it wasn't a breakup song. It was my kind of frustration that a man had sat around and told me, like, you're a musician, and, like, they were also a musician, but if I'm not around, if you don't have another man supporting your music career, that's, you're not going to be successful. And that's kind of what we discovered the song was through the writing process. It has a bunch of weird production, and it's pretty different from what I've done, and definitely tangented and said so much about it. You're gonna love it when it does eventually come out.
Yes, and I love the interview you did with the CBC, and it was about racism in your, as it was your high school at the time. Yeah, so do you know if there's still have police still wearing the uniforms? Do you know if anything changed?
From what I understand, the Vancouver School Board took away the police liaison officers, and then immediately reinstated them because a couple people complained about it. And I have my 10 cents about why I don't think that was a good idea. Burnaby Schools never got rid of them. But what they did is, after my complaints, they did a very funny, silly thing. They were like, okay, somebody complained that public high schools have an issue with racism. Surprise, shocker. And they started an investigation, a process, because there's so much bureaucracy when it deals with school boards and stuff like that. And I've been out of high school for a couple of years now. I ran to a school board member who, they'd finished the first part of it,
yep,
which was a poll. A poll. They asked everybody, is there a problem and what your experience? And I get it was the first step, and I was like, really don't think it needed to take that long. And they're still working very slowly towards some sort of solution, I guess. Mm. It's not my ideal, because it's like I'm fully a grown adult now, and I was in high school and everything happened. Yeah. It's like, how many other people are going to graduate high school with that active change in policy?
We'll see what happens. All right, and I noticed you've been traveling all over the place. Yes.
Yeah, I am playing some shows with So Far Sounds in the next couple weeks, and me and my band, I don't know how much we're supposed to say about it because the lineup hasn't come out, but we're playing Music Waste Festival, which I'm super excited about. And we have our first real show back on June 16th with my favorite local band, Soy Joy, who are absolutely amazing. My friend Anna Hendry will be opening up for us, and Jack. It's going to be great and so much fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you,
Hailu,
for coming to the Wham Bam East End show. Wham Bam.
East
Van. Yeah,
baby. That was an interview done by our very own DJ Mehdi from Wham Bam East Van with Vancouver artist Hallelujah. Hailu. This is her a single she released last spring. It's called Useless. And here we go.
Too long on the X-Bar line, just for you to be late and whine. Keep her dying, my washing for Jason Dean. Gloomy disposition, got new hair, new piercings, and you don't know how to act around me.